Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sarah Latham, who is AgriLife Extension Agent in Raines County now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're dealing with a lot of things, and you are in particular, that I'm sure you never imagined would be part of the AgriLife Extension circle of things that you would attend to. And so we're going to talk about face masks this morning, and not very many of us were walking around with face masks not too long ago, but it's become pretty much a part of everyday life.
Yeah. It is, yes. Yeah. Well, and you know, our Extension put out a call to help the essential hospital workers that were not able to use the medical grade masks because of the shortage. So they put out a call for the volunteer groups to make them. And so we did have, I know for Raines County, we had over 1,000 masks that were made directly out of here that were donated to essential workers and public servants so that they could have a...
Is that right? 1,000?
Yes, we put out over, and I actually want to say it's closer to 1,300, but I'm not positive about the number, but I know it was definitely over 1,000.
Yeah, more than 1,000. Wow, that is that's terrific.
Statewide, the Extension volunteers really chipped in and provided a lot of handmade masks. And many of them were adjustable towards ears or had pockets that you could insert in a disposable filter, and they're passed them out so that to kind of help that strain on the medical system and those essential workers.
Most of them made of some sort of cotton fabric, or what would they?
Yes. And so a lot of them, you know, there was kind of a fabric shortage there for a while when everyone started making them. So people were trying to find specific fabrics that would prevent the passage of particles more so. But with the pattern that we were sent, it was kind of a way that it was folded. It was a 5-layer. So it was going to take a lot. And one of the articles, one of the research articles said, for this particular time, without using any kind of specific material, you were still limiting those particles at about 50 to 65%. And then if you added the additional insert, the filter insert, you could take it up to about 75%. And so anything is better than no protection. And so when you're getting it up to about 50%, 60% more protection than you would have had without a mask, you know, if it's something that is a airborne virus, it was adding a needed layer of protection, especially for those with compromised immune systems.
Yeah, making the masks turned out not to be quite as simple as you might first have imagined. You know,
it was, especially if you were getting those that could have a pocket insert or needed a you know, because what we found at first is if you didn't have the nose adjustment or the nose piece that you could kind of mold down to your nose, there was a lot of passage that air could get into. So we kind of modified them as we went. There were several patterns that went around, but I think everyone kind of found one that they liked and stuck with it and kind of hammered. Even my mother and I for a while were making some because it was just kind of a stress relief for me. But so it kind of got enjoyable, and then you make a certain number, and you're like, okay, I've made enough.
Kind of know. Well, you're right, but also you get to where you know what you're doing there after
a
while.
It's kind of like a little system you have set up.
That's right. We're talking with Sarah Latham, and Sarah's Raines County AgriLife Extension agent. Now, AgriLife put out an article on taking care of the face masks, and a lot of this is fairly obvious, I guess, but one thing's recommended, you need to have at least two, or you should have two.
Especially if you're, like, for me at work, I have one that I keep here at work, and then I also have one that I keep in my car, and I have one a spare that I have at home just in case for some reason my husband takes my car or I'm not at work, I have one just in case. So I actually have three that I use on a rotation, but they stay in their place. Like, when I have the one I'm using in my car, I keep it in my car unless it's time to clean it. And for me, the ones that I have, they are laundry safe. And so, but that's also a benefit to having multiple ones is when you're laundering them, you have another one that you can use.
Right. And then it says in this article, how often should I clean my face mask or covering? And clean your mask after every wearing. I don't suppose that necessarily means running it through the laundry necessarily, though, does it?
Right. Well, and if you have, you know, sometimes the spray disinfectants can help. But then also if you have the insertable mask, exchanging those out to make sure that you're using a clean, the insertable filter. Mm-hmm. If you're using a filter, if you exchange the filter, that will also work as a cleaning and getting a new surface in there.
Actually, it does say bandanas, face scarves, masks made of fabric such as cotton can be washed in your regular laundry using hot water. So I guess that is the recommended thing. And if you have multiple masks, then you can wash it every time.
And
a lot
of the people that were making these masks were using laundry safe material so that it wouldn't shrink and that it wouldn't disfigure when you did put it in the wash with your regular stuff. And so I've just been throwing mine into the wash with my regular items, washing and drying, and that way it's not a huge hassle to make sure that you're doing something safe and keeping it clean and still able to wear the mask when you're out in public.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Makes it a little easier just to throw it in the laundry.
Right. Well, it says you can also hand wash your mask using hot soapy water. Scrub the mask for at least 20 seconds.
Yeah. It's kind of the same guidelines that have been put out for hand washing.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that you're able to use hot water for a certain amount of time, and if you're not able to use hot water, you need to extend that with the cold water. If you're able to have a soap or detergent that's mild, that can help kill any kind of bacteria that's on there. So it's very similar to the guidelines that they put out
right,
for washing your hands.
Right, I understand. Okay. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.